Next, we have our regular local history spot from Richard Matthew, who has written and now reads the history of the Great Hospital in Bishopgate.
Some months ago, I featured the founding of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital in 1772. But 500 years before that, and nearly 800 years ago, another hospital was founded in Norwich. It is known today as the Great Hospital, still on its original site near the cathedral, and still providing accommodation, care, and support to its residents. It was founded by Bishop Walter de Suffield in 1249, and then known as St. Giles Hospital, St. Giles being the patron saint of lepers, nursing mothers, and cripples. Bishop Walter founded it as a work of charity, which under Catholic doctrine would benefit his spiritual health and after his death ease his passage through purgatory. The original beneficiaries of the new hospital were aged priests, poor scholars, and sick and hungry paupers. The poor scholars were to receive a daily meal during term time to continue until the boy had achieved a good grasp of Latin. With this help, bright but poor boys were given the chance to train as choristers or even to enter the priesthood. 30 beds were earmarked for the sick poor, and 13 paupers were to be fed at the hospital gates each day. 4 chaplains, a deacon and a subdeacon, as well as a master of St. Giles, were appointed. Hospitals in those days didn't look like any hospital you might know, nor did they care for patients in a way that you would recognise today. Indeed, the medieval English hospital was an entirely different creature from its modern descendant. They had no professionally trained doctors or surgeons, and seldom was any medical treatment offered. However, this doesn't mean that patients were neglected or that standards were woefully poor. Unlike today, patients had to rely on herbal preparations rather than expensive drugs, and surgeons didn't operate on patients. Medieval hospitals were religious institutions where spiritual health was given precedence over that of the body, and the mass lay at the heart of hospital life, which took place at the high altar in full view of patients lying in their beds. Its gardens produced vegetables and herbs that were frequently used in the kitchens. The 13 paupers were fed daily, their meal consisting of good bread and drink, probably ale, and one dish of fish or meat, with occasional handouts of cheese or eggs. Although the food was distributed outside the gates of the hospital during the warmer summer months, the paupers were permitted to eat by the fire inside the hospital during bad or cold weather. Since in 1249 many people faced starvation, Suffield's charity made the difference between life and death for some. You could easily have mistaken St. Giles for a medieval church. When the nearby Church of St. Helen was granted to the hospital in 1270, it was demolished and a new church was incorporated inside the hospital itself. By the late 14th century, an impressive chancel had been built, and a bell tower added next to the infirmary hall, and the complex now served as the local parish church. After the death of Henry VIII, who died in 1547, the hospital was surrendered to the new monarch Edward VI, but the city authorities recognised the important role St. Giles Hospital might play in caring for the city's poor, and persuaded the king to return the ownership of the hospital to the corporation, but now to be known as God's House. The city authorities agreed to support 40 male and female residents. Permanent domestic staff consisted of a curate, a minister for the poor, a schoolmaster, and one or two ushers or assistants, a male keeper or master who had overall responsibility for the running of the establishment, 4 female nurses, a steward who looked after provisions for the poor, and a person who combined the tasks of a cook, baker and brewer. God's House was transformed from a religious institution into a hospital with limited medical care for the elderly and education facilities for at least 12 poor children. And for the first time, God's House employed medical practitioners, consisting of a barber who let blood, a surgeon, and a bone setter. One of the more unusual entries in the archives even records a payment of 2 shillings and 8 pence made in 1576, quote, to Mary Cole, one of the poor women in the hospital, for a stilt after her legs were sawn off, unquote. After 1622, to be eligible for residence, candidates were selected by a number of aldermen who would accept only the respectable poor. Residents were required to bring some clothing, a sheet, suitable bedding, and a shroud in which to be buried. In 1826, 26 cottages were constructed which enabled elderly couples to live together, but with the benefits of care given within the hospital. This policy continues today. Married couples may apply for accommodation within the Great Hospital if either partner has lived or worked in Norwich. In 1849, 5 more cottages were built, a 6th ward followed in 1889, a further 12 cottages in 1906. 17 more cottages were constructed in 1937, and in 1980, 18 single and 6 double flats were built for people who need regular support. Residents are admitted on the basis of their needs and financial circumstances. Thus, the Great Hospital still continues Bishop Walter's work of charity of nearly 800 years ago, caring for the elderly and the needy.